Welcome to the True Condos Podcast with Andrew LaFleur, the place to get the truth on the Toronto condo market and condo investing in Toronto.
Okay, it's my pleasure to welcome back to the show returning guest Shab Rajabzadeh. Shab is the Vice President and Co-Founder of Cornerstone Marketing Realty, Inc., and he's represented some of the top buildings in the city from a sales and marketing perspective. Shab, great to have you back on the show.
Thanks very much, Andrew. I was looking back to get on the table and talk with you.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think you were one of the very first guests, I believe, along with your partner, Johnson, very first guests on the podcast. And here we are almost 3 years later, and the podcast is still going strong. Stronger
than
ever.
Okay. Absolutely. Excellent.
So I want to jump into, obviously, Transit City Condos today, and we will get into that. But just before we do, just want to get your take on the market. And obviously, we're at historical times here in 2017. The market has been, you know, crazy. I'd love to just see from your side of the table, your perspective, how do you see the market right now? And where do you see the market sort of heading over the rest of this year?
I mean, everybody asked that question. And I think, you have the government involved and they've set out certain measures trying to, an attempt to try to cool down the market or take control. And my humble opinion would be, I don't think they're on mark. I don't think they've done their homework. In a few years ago, they went after the mortgage market and tried to cool down that angle, and that didn't work. Now they're going after real estate and buyers directly. I think market for this year will be consistent. I think it will continue to prevail. I think purchasers or investors, what have you, should be very very sensitive as to where they buy, and they should pick and choose and work with the right people that know how to analyze in areas. And they should stick to value of transit-oriented developments. They should be looking at an area where there is transportation, whether it's in the 416 or 905, and look at what the government's policies are in those areas to look at the future and see what the growth will be in the pattern and the shifts. And I think you should sustain any weather, whether it's up or down, should not matter, as long as you're next to transit-oriented developments.
When the market's hot like it has been, there's a rising tide lifts all boats, doesn't it? So you do start to see sort of B and C locations selling out and doing well, but the market's not always going to be like this. So maybe talk to the importance of investing in the right locations, the right projects.
Yeah, absolutely.
At times like this, when everything is selling.
You pretty much just said it, right? Yeah. You said there may be a B or C or D location. I think I have a nice portfolio myself, and I'm very risk adverse as a purchaser. And today I work very hard for what I do and what I earn. And I myself do the same thing. In the past, I've asked professionals like yourself, what do you think of the market and neighborhoods you're selling, for instance? And again, it goes back to fundamentals of real estate. And I think scarcity in neighborhoods may be something to look at. If there's scarcity of inventory, you may want to be the one that moves into that neighborhood. You want to look again into transit-oriented developments, where there is a very low risk, but good upside to it. Mm-hmm. And you can weather any storm again. All in all, again, it goes back to fundamentals of real estate and doing your homework on it. And again, transit is the way to go. And just to loop into Transit City, you look at Transit City and it's the first subway-oriented development in the 905 in over 45 years. And great policies by the mayor and the city, and truly a nice infrastructure we've had mm-hmm. in over 40 years that's expanding mm-hmm. the city and allowing people access to the downtown core.
Right. So the new subway line, which is going up to Vaughan, and it's going to be opening very soon.
Yeah. Last time I checked the TTC website, we're always up to date because professionals such as yourself always ask us, when is it? And we've been in tune with it. They've said in the next 12 to 24 months, it should be complete. Look for yourself in the TTC website. Some of the stations are pretty much more or less complete.
Right.
The railing below grade railing has been all.
They're getting assembled. Very close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly, a project like Transit City Condos, which we're going to get into now, is going to be the subway is going to be open long before
yes.
this project is. People are moving into this building.
Absolutely. I mean, the infrastructure of the residential, the office revolves around the subway station and the York Regional Transit Terminal, which is also part of this project that we don't usually talk about. So it should be coming up way, well in advance of the mm-hmm. occupancy of Transit City.
Now, I know you're super excited about the project, and not just this project, but actually the whole vision for the entire area around the subway and the master plan community that Smart Centers is building. There's so many highlights that you can touch on, and you've got some great materials, and you know, I've got a list here in front of me of, you know, 8 or 10 major highlights of this project and what makes it unique. We'll see how many we can get into in the interview here, but maybe if you can start with the big picture of Vaughan, why Vaughan, and then narrow into specifically the master plan community here. And then from there, maybe we'll zoom into the building itself. So let's maybe start with Vaughan. Like, what are the highlights of Vaughan as a place to invest?
Very good place to start, in fact. I mean, we had a press release unveiling Transit City in April just to talk about it, to invite some of the media outlets to kind of release some information to the market, because many people have been asking about this development. Mm-hmm. And many buyers have held back buying in that area in anticipation for this project. At the press release, the mayor was there, and some of the key delegates, city delegates were there, and some media outlets, and some of the designers, developers, and their consultants were there, and they were talking about the future vision. I guess to look at it, this whole Vaughan Metropolitan Center evolution of, you know, the 905 or Vaughan in itself, it's a pretty large development and transformation. And they've broken this main intersection of Jane and Highway 7 into four different corners, whereby the northwest corner where Transit City is located is the one and only that has this hub, let's say. Mm-hmm. York Regional Transit Terminal, the Metropolitan Subway Station, as well as the 9-acre park. So those three main components that brings the neighborhood together, it's where Transit City is. So no other development or adjacent site will be able to offer it the same. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what differentiates this neighborhood, the Vaughan Metropolitan,
right,
with any other development that has sold or is selling or will sell in the future based on the work we've done. And the city is really dependent on the lands of Smart REIT, so Smart Centers Place, which is a description and the name for this mm-hmm. development. And what's really, again, really important about master plan communities, what are you going to give me 10 years, 15 years from today?
Right.
What are you going to design? And, you know, many of us fail to ask those questions. Many of us don't necessarily look at it. And we may just simply look at how beautiful is the architecture of this one single building.
Yeah, right. But what's coming in the future is so important.
Absolutely. And that's like people like yourself who ask those questions, say, listen, if my buyers and my top buyers buy in this area, what should they expect? How will this transform? How will you bring more value to this neighborhood? And again, if you look at the city's plan for the Smart Center Place where Transit City is located, they've envisioned this project for the next, let's say, 10, 15, 20 years. They've plotted out where each development will be, where the 9-acre park will be, where the YMCA will be in this project, where the York Regional Transit is, where the hub is, where every detail of it has mm-hmm. been planned. Contrary to many other developments, master plan communities, whereby you can't dig into those intricacies. And it's very challenging because there's a lot of unknowns. So I think that's one massive thing that sets this whole, you know, Vaughan Metropolitan Center apart from any other development. Mm-hmm. And again, Transit City is synonymous with this whole Vaughan Metropolitan Center. Without it, you can't have, without Transit City, you can't have VMC, Vaughan Metropolitan Center again.
Right. So Vaughan Metropolitan Center is a, pretty much as it sounds, it's a new metropolitan center, which is being built from scratch, and it's centered around the new subway station.
Absolutely.
Within Vaughan Metropolitan Center, just for clarity for the listener, is the Smart Center land. So the whole Vaughan Metropolitan Center is about 442 acres, I believe.
That's right.
From your presentation you
That's
just
right.
gave. 442 acres, and then the Smart Center's land is about 100 acres of that 442.
Yeah.
So it's the single largest landowner in the Vaughan Metropolitan Center is the Smart
REIT.
Center, Smart REIT.
Yeah.
And this and Transit City Condos is going to, is the first condominium building of the Smart Center master planned 100 acre community.
That's correct.
Some people might have a hard time understanding like how big 100 acres is. So maybe can you give us some, paint us a picture of how big is 100 acres? And again, you're buying in the first phase of a massive development. So what is this development going to look like when it's done?
To quantify, I guess, one way to look at it is, two ways to look at it. One, I look at it immediately in my brain as to saying how many parks in these subdivisions, usually in subdivisions in Richmond Hill and Markham, that city plans out and is involved, and they offer a park in the neighborhood, assuming some of these parks are half an acre park.
Right. Half an
acre. The borders of it, right?
Decent sized park. Yeah.
So imagine being 200 of those parks is 100 acres. That's the best way it comes to mind, because not only does this Transit City and Smart Centers place have this massive park component, but it's just 200 parks. That's 200 subdivisions, essentially, in lack of a better description, in one neighborhood.
How many high-rise buildings are there projected? I mean, it's in early stages here, but roughly how many high-rise buildings are they planning in the Smart Center?
The design of it, I look at it as a way of looking at Manhattan, surrounding Central Park, and that's the vision of this entire neighborhood. In terms of planning the number of buildings, I don't have a true number, because there will be a amenities component to the neighborhood, commercial.
It's going to change over time.
It may evolve to more positive, because they have so much land to deal with. But currently, as it stands, there will be well over 20 residential buildings, maybe up to 30 residential buildings coming in the next decade or more.
20 to 30 residential condo towers. Wow. Plus, so you see, and you've got a 9-acre park.
That's correct.
Which is right in the center of it. Just in terms of scale, I believe Regent Park, which a lot of listeners will be familiar with that, a lot of my clients certainly, the park in the center of Regent Park, which is, you know, one of the biggest parks downtown, it's about 6 acres.
Right.
So this is 50% bigger than the park in Regent Park.
That's
is
correct.
Is this, and it's going to be called, for now at least, it's called Central Park, or the Central Park in the development here. So up to 30 residential buildings. So investing here, it's similar to, I think, investing in the first building of Regent Park, or the first building of City Place, the first building of, you know, fill in the blank of a major master plan community. I mean, there's not that many of them.
That's correct. I believe I was told it's the largest in Ontario, if not largest in Canada, development. And to be honest, Andrew, it takes a lot of time planning and details of it. And this is one of the better ones we've been involved with and have had the ability to have an input on. And it's turning out to be beautifully. I think a lot of the buyers nowadays are extremely educated, whereby they do their homework, they understand what this means. I mean, buying in the initial phase, which is the Transit City, it's paramount to many, because this phase, essentially the buildings of this first phase will be the ones that surrounding that subway terminal and the transit terminal. So I think a lot of listeners understand.
Yeah, buying into the first few buildings
is the way
of
to
a
go.
30 building
project. Still first phase, right? Even getting a unit will be interesting to see, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And anybody who's bought in the first phase of City Place, Regent Park, Liberty Village, you know, any of these communities, you know, East Bayfront, anywhere, has done extremely, extremely well. So I think TTC access, let's maybe get into specifics of the building and what's immediately surrounding the building. So how close is Transit City Condos to the subway?
I'm told around 150 to 200 steps you're in the subway. So let's just step back for a second. We talk about this whole subway location. So what essentially Transit City is, and what this whole Vaughan Metropolitan Center is, Union Station and Yonge and Bloor are overlapping and just being shifted to Jane and Highway 7. That's what this is all about. And Transit City is the one that has this infrastructure and transportation. As soon as you come out of the building, you step out, immediately facing you will be the York Regional Transit Hub, which gives you access to 9 other municipalities that surrounds Vaughan. Keep in mind, Vaughan is extremely powerful in a sense that not only you know, progressive rules and policies from the mayor's end, but at the same time, they're surrounded by all the other York Regional municipalities. And having this York Regional Transit Terminal gives you access to all 9. And our tagline has been 43 minutes to everything. So whether you want to go downtown or Markham or Richmond Hill or Newmarket, Brampton, Mississauga, and so forth, you're able to access with the York Regional Transit, number one. Number two, immediately when you get out of our building, when you walk towards the transit terminal, just where the transit terminals, you have a direct below ground access, direct access to the subway station. That's the second component.
Right.
Currently, as it stands, there's a KPMG building right on site right now, brand new building, looking phenomenal.
Yeah, great
and
building.
I think they were just got the LEED certification award for 2016. That building itself has a direct path access. So hence why I bring this understanding and overlaying Union Station and Yonge and Bloor into this Jane and Seven neighborhood, mm-hmm. but with everything being where we are located in Transit City.
Right. So I think what you're saying in terms of Union Station, just to make it clear for everyone listening, Union Station in the sense of the starting point Absolutely. Of the transit. So the starting point of the University Line now is going to be the Vaughan Metropolitan Center Station, which is 100 steps from your door. And then the Yonge and Bloor analogy is basically saying, like, Yonge and Bloor is that cross point, east, west, north, south. You have the subway taking you into the city, and then you also have the bus network and a major bus station connected to the subway station underground as well.
Yes.
Also right at your door. So you can go anywhere, like you said, east, west, Richmond Hill, Markham, the cities north of Toronto adjacent to Vaughan.
Yeah. I mean, it shows.
And then as well taking you downtown.
Just to add on, it shows how powerful this whole thing is, because if you look at our dialogue right now, we're thinking and talking about the subway station, which is the biggest part of it. But let's not forget Jane and Seven, right next to our site is the 400.
Yeah.
You're on Highway 7, and immediately to the south, you have 407.
Right.
So we tend to forget, but it is some truly drive. The mobility hub. Yeah, some people may drive, but some people, less and less people are driving.
Less and less
area.
People are driving, but yeah, I mean, if you drive, it's a no-brainer that it's an amazing driving location, because you're right at the cross point of two major highways, taking you anywhere in the GTA, you know, in rapid order. And obviously the subway and the bus terminal are right there. What else can we talk about? Again, there's so many highlights here. Let's talk about, you want to jump into maybe the amenities and the key.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I really want to obviously highlight the lobby and the whole experience
absolutely.
There.
So
I'll let you explain what I mean.
Absolutely. As it stands right now, Transit City will be 55 stories tall. It will be the tallest building in York Region. We're extremely thrilled about it, because not only the building design is very much one of the center court staple designs, where it's timeless design, but also has a lot of details involved in the design process and amenities of the project. So seeing the master vision of this Transit City first phase being, you know, several buildings, one thing we have introduced to this development is the YMCA immediately to the south of this building.
Right.
The YMCA, as it stands right now, I mean, they've been around over 100 years, well before I was born, and they're amazing owners and operators of such wide array of amenities.
Yeah.
So that is a staple for the amenities program for Transit City, because it gives you state-of-the-art 100 acres of amenities, from city library, childcare, 25-meter swimming pool, to aquatic center, to everything you can imagine and think of, including the basketball court.
Gym and
these
everything
are things that we are always challenged with from the marketing side or development side, where we want to give you everything in amenity, but you can't.
Right.
But because of restriction of size or cost or limitation, again, by the cities, you know, saying you can only have this much amenity, or this board will cap you out, limit you out, or ask for.
And people don't want to pay maintenance fees of $2 a square foot.
Exactly. Absolutely. And they don't want to take on the risk. So essentially what you get with Transit City is you get the state-of-the-art amenities.
Right next door.
But you do not, next door, like steps.
Like steps,
And you don't have to worry about maintaining or operating it.
Right.
So that alleviates what you're always concerned
about. So just a point of clarification, with the 100,000 square foot brand new YMCA building next door, will residents have free access to those facilities, or is that, or do you just mean they can go to that building and it's just right beside them?
The setup has been that we would have a shared facility agreement with YMCA to allow the owner's pass, which whereby they would register and be able to use that as a pass to go in. So it's already in a way subsidized and rolled into your maintenance fees.
Okay.
And rest assured, the maintenance fees will surprise you that is actually quite low when you look at the budget.
Right.
Because we had favorable terms, of course, because again, this is what
you're
you
controlling
get when you have
the whole
smart
process.
Reach. When you have these guys involved, who's allowing YMCA to take a position in that area, and there's much benefits coming to YMCA as a whole, but also to the owners or residents of this project.
Right. So phenomenal amenity right next door, 100,000 square foot YMCA. We've already talked about the 9-acre park, which is about, I guess, one block away. We've talked about the bus station and the subway station, which are connected underground, and it's about 100 steps from your door. one a major point, which we haven't talked about, is the lobby. And yes. I'll let you
I was saving explain. The best for okay. last. So interesting part.
It's for, amazing. Yeah, yeah, I love it.
We've been so excited about the lobby experience because, and you know me quite well outside of the business and inside of the business, that I really spend a lot of time researching, trying to understand what is best for a project and you know, work with great developers. And one thing we've done here is bringing that beautiful, how do you explain, Shangri-La lobby,
right,
and just putting it right into your lobby.
Right. So for those who aren't familiar, I mean, a lot of people listening who know anything about the Toronto condo world, Shangri-La lobby, downtown Toronto, it's, you said it a few minutes ago in a presentation, it's probably known as the best lobby,
yes,
in the city. And it's not because it has the best, design or furniture or whatever, which is all, of course, amazing. It's because you have this unique experience and atmosphere where there's like a bar and a cafe in your lobby.
Absolutely.
And you're connected to the street and there's an energy and there's people coming and going, and it's that kind of hotel lobby, high-end five-star hotel lobby.
Absolutely.
Experience. And you're sort of taking that and bringing a piece of that downtown cosmopolitan, whatever you want to call it, lifestyle, five-star lifestyle to Vaughan.
Absolutely. So not only do you bring the quality of it, but the seamless feel and the airy open space, mm-hmm, of a double height lobby, beautiful marble cladding, and just a nice finishing. It's all in there with the fireplace. But
that's right. I don't think we mentioned on who the specifically, it's who's going to be there.
That's right. So I like to put the cherry on the cake. And one thing we've done to really differentiate it is give you the hotel feel and the experience and the quality of a nice high-end hotel, but bring you something a hotel doesn't necessarily always bring, and that is bringing Buca. Buca, I think those listeners and those that know downtown well, Metropolitan, mm-hmm, restaurant, Buca is one of the well-respected restaurants, artesian Italian food.
Absolutely, one of the top restaurants in the city.
Huge following.
There's a few locations now.
Huge following, right? And that's also not only in King West, one is in the Four Seasons in Yorkville. We've had the pleasure and the luxury of having them become the operators essentially of your lobby. And there'll be two components to having Buca in the base of your building. One will be, of course, a bar Buca, whereby you can have your morning snacks, croissants, and whatever Italian or French pastries and great, great coffee. They'll have that available. And the second component to it will be a very well-managed restaurants by a true, and remember, Buca is a true chef owner operated business, mm-hmm, which is different than many others where you may have a finance company or you could be anybody can essentially buy if you're financially capable. No, these guys come from a culinary background, and I think that's important to remember, and that would be it. But not only that, what makes it even more amazing is that you could have essentially food, breakfast, lunch, dinner brought to your unit.
Oh,
and
wow,
it's not done by the hotel and by the hotel operators. It's done by a very well respected a restaurant that has something to lose or have a very big reputation that would want to maintain that quality. Mm-hmm. And for me, that goes a long way.
Wow! So you're gonna actually be able to order Buca food and drinks or whatever to your suite in the building.
That's right.
Which again, it's like that five star hotel experience kind of thing, right in Vaughan, which is, again, a first for Vaughan, absolutely. So just to recap, Buca, one of the best restaurants in the city right now, they're going to be opening a sort of cafe in the lobby itself.
And a restaurant.
And then also separately, a full Buca restaurant.
Correct.
In the retail portion of the building itself.
Absolutely.
In the building itself.
Yeah. We're trying to really bring it into the culture of the design and the fabric of the lobby experience. I think that's how it that's how it'll work and unveil.
That's amazing. There's so many more points to talk about. We're running short on time, but one thing I did want to highlight again is from an investment standpoint, it's so important, not just, transit oriented, we talked about, is the jobs and the money. Obviously, you want to follow the money when you're investing in real estate. Look at the jobs that are in a location where you're investing and that are coming to a location where you're investing. So maybe speak to that a little bit in terms of the commercial office aspect.
Absolutely.
What's there now? What's coming?
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the true master plan of this Smart Centers place, you'll see that they've outlined not only the residential buildings and the park and the subway and the transit and so forth, But one nice component element to it is employment. And again, the mayor has been springheading and jump-starting this whole thing of, you know, offering very beneficial tax policies to big companies like KPMG, who was an anchor tenant right now, and PwC, and as well as I believe is Miller Thompson, one of the seventh largest law firm. And again, bringing that, like you said, the metropolitan employment level, being a high income paying companies into Vaughan, but yet your cost of living and acquisition is much lower
than downtown.
So for those that are investing or wanting to live there or have, you know, take advantage of this, is that they get an income of downtown, but living in the suburban.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize. I think news to a lot of people is there are major employers that are typically associated with, you know, the financial district downtown, prime downtown Toronto and New York and any other major city. Like you said, KPMG, PwC, Miller Thompson, one of the biggest law firms in the city. I think Harley Davidson, I believe, is coming in there as well with some offices. So major employers, high paying employers, you know, all those people working there, they're going to need a place to live. And to be able to live, you know, steps away in a building like this, subway at your door, your place of employment at your door. And like you said, these are high paying jobs. These are, you know, you're not going to be paid less because you're at working at PwC in Vaughan versus PwC downtown. You're still going to be making a high salary. Absolutely. And yet the cost to rent or the cost to own is obviously much cheaper than at King and Spadina.
Absolutely. I mean, strategically for these auditing firms that are multinationals, brilliant move if you think about it. I mean, you look at their number of employees they have from York University, that's three stops away from Transit City. They're pretty much positioned themselves not only to the north, to where Vaughan Metropolitan Center is, also they have positioned themselves downtown. So they're able to get the smartest and the best to work for them, and hence why they're some of the leading firms in the country and in globally as well.
Well, I think we've covered most of the key points that I want to talk about. I'm sure there'll be lots more to know about this project. But is there anything else before we let you go, Shab, that you want to add, or any other final parting words for the listener, especially somebody who's thinking about investing in a condo right now or this month?
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, there's just so many details to this master plan community, and for the listeners, for those that will purchase in this area, they will be part of a history. And this is the truth, because again, it's the first time you're going to be able to buy at the first subway station that's in Vaughan. And it'll be the first station, you know, of a 905 neighborhood, bring you into 416. And this will be history. If you're able to buy into the first phase, I think I'm sure you would agree. There's a lot of people wanting to get into this project, and I think they should do really well with it. On a mid to long-term basis.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Shab, for your time, and looking forward to working with you on the project.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening to the True Condos Podcast. Remember, your positive reviews make a big difference to the show. To learn more about condo investing, become a True Condos subscriber by visiting truecondos.com.